Today is Monday the 26th of May, the memorial of St. Philip Neri, in the sixth week of Easter. The monks of the Abbey of Kermusa sing, "This is the time, most Holy Spirit, when you, one with the Father and the Son, come to shed your light in the hearts of your faithful." Pause for a moment and become aware of the Holy Spirit, present here, come to give life and light. Pause for a moment and welcome that light into your life. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that, by doing so, they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them."
Jesus warns the disciples that a time will come when they will be persecuted, thrown out of places where they thought they were safe. At what times in the past have I met opposition or criticism because I stuck out for what was right? At what times, on the other hand, did I perhaps compromise my principles and fail to be really honest, really truthful? When things get difficult, we will remember what Jesus said. So as you listen to the scripture passage again, just think of a time when you felt isolated or alone. A time, perhaps, when you were so caught up in your own feelings that you forgot the presence of God, or the special gift of God's guiding spirit.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that, by doing so, they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them."
What do you feel now? Now you know that God is present to you, and always has been. Say what you feel, a word of sorrow, or trust, or thanks. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.